Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
Welcome on to this edition of the Ask Coach Perry podcast. I'm Brad Brown. Fantastic online seminar last night. Lindsay, thank you very much for your time. It was brilliant, and I think the runners got a ton out of it. Not long to go now, and some pearls of wisdom handed out and dished out last night. It was superb.
Yeah, look, again, lots of nerves, but really great to interact with the runners, knowing that the race is literally knocking on our door and around the corner. And hopefully I managed to settle a little bit of nerves without making the people too relaxed, because we do want to be a bit scared going into comrades, because a bit of fear gives us that bit of respect that we need in the first half of the race.
Yeah, absolutely. Lindsay, interesting question. It's funnily enough not comrades related as we get close to comrades race day. It's from a newbie runner, and they're saying they know a lot has been spoken about and written about the subject, but they want to know what's the best time to stretch around running. Is it before a run? Is it after a run? And what stretches are best and why?
Look, that's right. There's a lot written. There's a lot in the literature about it. And so there is a little bit of trial and error and finding out what works best for you as an individual. In my personal opinion, in my experience, both with my athletes and as myself as a subject, I have found that stretching before exercise is uncomfortable for a start. And secondly, it doesn't really help me feel any better for the exercise bout which I'm about to embark on. So the stretching afterwards feels much better. And if I don't do it, so in other words, if I'm lazy and I hit a busy week and I'm finishing my running and jumping in a car, then I definitely feel a tightening up of all my muscles, and it actually starts to affect the way that I run. So I'm a big believer in stretching post exercise. Both static and dynamic stretches are good for me. But on the dynamic stretches, leg swings and those type of things, you just need to be careful that you don't go through too large a range of motion too quickly, because you also don't want to injure your legs. But I'm very happy with static stretches, and I focus on the hip flexors, I focus on the glutes, focus on the hamstrings, and I focus a little bit on the calves, but the other three are really my main ones. And the quads. So those four main ones are the quad, glute, hip flexor, hamstring, and then I do a little bit of calf stretching. But again, you'll also get to know your body and know which muscles tend to tense up the most and then become uncomfortable in later exercise sessions. As a kind of a closing point to make, there was some really cool research done on the military a couple of years ago, where they had two groups of soldiers, those that stretched before exercise and those that stretched after exercise. And what they found was that there was very little difference in injury incidence at an actual event. So in other words, if I stretch before, if I don't stretch before, it makes very little difference to those that get injured or don't get injured. But what they found is that the guys who stuck to the stretching program over a long period of time, there was a definite decrease in injuries if you maintain a reasonable level of flexibility.
Awesome stuff. Thank you very much for that. Lindsay, thanks for that question as well. Don't forget, if you'd like to check out the Coach Perry online community, the website to get to is coachperry.com/join. And there's so much great information in there, videos as well as training programs. Go check it out, coachperry.com/join. Until next time, from the two of us, it's cheers.
Thank you for listening to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. To get Lindsay to answer your question, go to AskCoachPerry.com or email myquestion@AskCoachPerry.com.